Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 9, Text 45. Devai kama varodato mayam tri bhuvaneshvarai navrine tvam aham kaman bhuta bhavana bhavanaha. Somebody could chant. Matijis. Word for word, Devai, by the demigods, Kama Varaha, the benediction to have whatever he wanted, Dataha, was given, Mayam, unto me, Tri Bhuvana Ishvari, by the demigods, the protectors of the three worlds, who can do whatever they like within this material world. Navrine did not accept. Tam, that. Aham, I, Kaman, everything desirable within this material world. Bhuta bhavana bhavanaha, being fully absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore not interested in anything material. Translation: the demigods, the directors of the three worlds, wanted to give me whatever benediction I desired. I did not want their benedictions, however, because I am interested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who created everything in this material world. I am more interested in the Supreme Personality of Godhead than in all material benedictions. Purport: a devotee is always transcendentally situated. Param dristva nivartante. One who has seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead is no longer interested in material sense enjoyment. Even such an exalted devotee as Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest for the sake of material benefit, but when he actually saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he refused to accept any material benediction. He said, Swamin Gritarto Smi Varam Na Yache. My dear Lord, I am fully satisfied with whatever you have given me or not given me. I have nothing to ask from you, for I am fully satisfied to be engaged in your service. This is the mentality of a pure devotee who does not want anything material or spiritual from the personality of Godhead. Our Krishna conscious movement is therefore called Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha, the association of persons who are simply satisfied in thoughts of Krishna. Being absorbed in thoughts of Krishna is neither expensive nor troublesome. Krishna says, Man mana bhava mad bhakto mat yaji mam naras guru. Engage your mind always in thinking of me. Offer obeisances and worship me. That's from Bhagavad Gita 9:34. Anyone can always think of Krishna without difficulties or obstacles. This is called Krishna Bhavanamrita. One who is absorbed in Krishna Bhavanamrita has no material benefits to ask from Krishna. Instead, such a person prays to the Lord for the benediction of being able to spread his glories all over the world. Mama janmani janmaishvari bhava tadbhakti rahaituki twayi. A Krishna conscious person does not even want to stop his cycle of birth and death. He simply prays, I may take birth as you like, but my only prayer is that I may be engaged in your service. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharne Nirvasesa Sunyavadi Paskachate Shatarne. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions about the importance of association of devotees. He refers to this, our society, as association of devotees in order to think about Krishna. So this is very advantageous to take care, to take advantage of association, because by association, one can become very elevated in spiritual life. Or by bad association, one become very much degraded in the lower modes of material nature. Just like if you want to become a drunkard, you associate with other drunkards. And if you want to become a devotee, then you associate with other devotees. So this is very important. Srila Prabhupada explained this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, these temples are like the stock exchange. Just like if you want to exchange stock, the best place to go is to the stock exchange, like the New York Stock Exchange. And this way, you could sell and you got a customer there like that. So in this way, by being with devotees, one is able to advance in Krishna consciousness, and they will actually correct one in your devotional service. Just like if you do something wrong in the association of devotees, then you'll feel like, you know, I've done wrong, I shouldn't have done this, like that. But if one will feel ashamed in that way. But if one's with non-devotees, he's just acting like everybody else. So this way, there's no improvement. There's no chance for advancement. So this is very important. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, as mentioned earlier in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he was very upset because he was rejected by his father. And by the advice of his mother, he went to the forest to search out the Supreme Lord, because he wanted to get a kingdom better than his father or his grandfather. So in this way, he worshipped the Supreme Lord. And when he actually saw Lord Vishnu, he mentions, and which is mentioned in the Nectar Devotion, that I have been searching after broken pieces of glass, but I found the most valuable jewel, you. So when a devotee actually sees the Supreme Lord, he realizes that all his so-called ambitions for material happiness were simply useless. Krishna consciousness is the most valuable thing, and sometimes people get the most valuable thing or a great thing, they'll reject it out of foolishness. Like Srila Bhakti Sananta gave the example that if a king asks you, what do you want? I'll give you anything you want. And if you say, oh, my dear king, please give me a handful of ashes. So, such a foolish request. You know, we could ask for the whole half the kingdom, and he's willing to give it to us. But no, we simply are asking for a handful of ashes. Or like the example Prabhupada gave of there was one old lady, and she was carrying a bundle of sticks in the forest, and she dropped the bundle of sticks, and she was crying out, oh, help me, help me, please help me. And then God appeared and said, what do you want? He was ready to help her, and she said, please pick the bundle of sticks and put it back on my head. So this is a condition of the situation, the condition of souls, that we are simply asking for just more burdens. We don't know what is actually good for us. Those who are intelligent, they know what the goal of life is. The goal of life is not to attain material riches or to be free from material bondage. The real goal of life is to be situated in devotional service and to enjoy transcendental bliss. This is mentioned in the Madhya Lila, chapter 20 of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we should approach Krishna. Krishna means the greatest, and na means pleasure. So Krishna is the epitome of pleasure. And we are, because we are part and parcels of him, we are always seeking for pleasure. And by coming in contact with Krishna, we'll be fully satisfied. No material happiness can actually give us any any satisfaction. It's mentioned that in the Nectar of Devotion that that devotional service in Krishna consciousness is so unlimited and so transcendental that it cannot be compared to any happiness in this material world. That even one drop of devotional service stands beyond comparison with an ocean of happiness derived from any other activity. So this is a greatness of devotional service. And this absolute happiness is available for everyone. They simply have to desire it. But because of their ass-like mentality, of their quality of being like an ass, they do not want to understand. So this is their great misfortune. So Prabhupada mentions that verse in 9:34 in the purport. Always think of me, worship me, offer your obeisances unto me. So by that, we become successful in our life. So we have to think of something. Our mind is by nature always thinking of something. I cannot remain vacant at all. Otherwise, no question of us even existing. We have to think of something. So if we think of Krishna, then that is our perfection. And Prabhupada mentions in one of the lectures to 9:34 that he gave that we are giving so many books. We could give you volumes and volumes of books about Krishna. So much that even if you read them 24 hours a day, you will not be able to finish them in your lifetime. So in this way, there's so much to think about Krishna. And Krishna says, you should think of me. He also he mentions this verse. Of course, the verse says, always think of me, become my devotee. Worship me and offer your obeisances unto me. But it probably also mentions that this is with love. We should think of Krishna with love. And love means, bhakti means, respect and obedience. For bhakti without respect or obedience, that is not bhakti. There has to be obedience and respect. So, only a devotee can think of Krishna. It is not possible for others to think of Krishna. They simply think it is a waste of time. Why should I think of Krishna? I could think of business or so many other things. So they cannot think of Krishna. And by thinking of Krishna, always, automatically, one will love Krishna. So, love is there in the material world, but it is wrongly placed. We love ourselves because we love Krishna, and we are parts and parcels of Krishna. But now that love is being misplaced, and therefore we are suffering so much in this material world. So it's being placed wrongly. Society, friendship, and love. We love our country, we love our family, our wife, our children, but we are not getting satisfaction because Krishna is missing from the equation. But as soon as we love Krishna, then everything is in its proper situation. So a child is not happy. Probably give an example of a child. It's like it's crying, and then somebody puts it in their lap, and he's still crying. And until he is put in his mother's lap, then he will not be happy. So unless we serve Krishna, there is no possibility of happiness. So we have to be convinced of this. that simply by loving Krishna, we will become happy. But we are not yet convinced. Therefore our attention is being diverted. Thus, even though we're worshiping the deity, Prabhupada said we're worshiping the deity, but we are thinking of loving some woman because we don't have the conviction that simply by worshiping Krishna will be become perfect. But that is possible by education. We need to hear from the authorities. We have to be submissive and hear, to inquire, to render service. In this way, we'll get a realization. So previously in the ninth chapter, where Krishna says, "Always think of me, become my devotee," he also mentions earlier in the chapter that always worship me and meditate on my form. So Prabhupada mentions this is the same thing. So Krishna says, meditate on my form, always worship me, and thus I will carry what they lack and preserve what they have. So we should understand that we simply have to think about Krishna and not be concerned about our material maintenance. Krishna will provide for everything. It's not that we have to drive 50 miles to work, to an office or factory, to get some money to maintain ourselves. No, Krishna will maintain us. He was mentioning this when he was in New Mayapur at the farm. In New Mayapur, he says, you simply think of Krishna and Krishna will provide for you. He will carry what you lack and preserve what you have. You will get everything automatically. You will get milk from the cows, vegetables, fruits, flowers, everything. We simply have to think about Krishna. That's all. So, how do we approach Krishna? Krishna is approached through his devotees. Like Prabhupada gives his saying, love me, love my dog. So, by approaching Krishna's servants, then one could get Krishna's favor. One can't approach Krishna directly. This is a mistake to think like this. Just like we have the history in Chaitanya Charitamrita of King Pataparudra, he wanted to get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he asked the Bhattacharya to ask Lord Chaitanya for darshan, and Lord Chaitanya immediately rejected this proposal. But when Ramananda Roy asked Lord Chaitanya if King Prataparudra could get his darshan, then the Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. Because he pleased Ramananda Roy, he had love for Ramananda Roy. When Lord Chaitanya went to South India, he requested Ramananda Roy to give up his service and come to Jagannath Puri. So King Prataparudra, he was in charge of Ramananda Roy. He was the king, so he immediately let him leave his service, and to encourage him, he gave him a full pension. So in this way, he pleased Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya told Ramananda Roy that because of his love for you, that he will immediately get the favor of Krishna. So in this way, we have to approach Krishna. Lord Shiva and Parvati. Lord Shiva said, of all types of worship, the worship of Vishnu is the greatest. But better than the worship of Vishnu is the worship of the devotee of Lord Vishnu. So it's very important to approach Krishna's devotee. So also Prabhupada mentions here about preaching Krishna consciousness. It's mentioned in one letter to Satsarup. Prabhupada mentions about preaching. He says, that our first business is to preach to the devotees, that it is better to preach to the devotees than to try to convince others to become devotees. He said it is a business of the GBC to maintain the devotees and see that they're in the highest standard of Krishna consciousness and give them all good instructions and let them go out and preach Krishna consciousness to make other devotees. So in this way, it's the most important thing. Somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, they're a rare soul, and we have to encourage them to remain devotees. And this way, the Krishna consciousness movement will expand, because without devotees, we can't make more devotees. So we need to maintain the devotees that we have. And in this way, things will go on very nicely. So this question about preaching or going back to Godhead, this was in a conversation mentioned with the Chuttananda Swami. He asked Prabhupada this question that, what is more important, to go back to Godhead or to spread Krishna consciousness? And Prabhupada's reply was that a preacher is already back to Godhead. He said that he is, with his mind, his words, and his body, he is serving Krishna. He is liberated. He's a jiva mukta. He's already liberated. So what is the question of liberation? He's already back to Godhead. He says, as Krishna comes to this material world, but he is not in the material world, similarly, a devotee is like that. So he's already back to God. Krishna is already speaking with him. So there's no question, well, you know, what shall I do? Which is more important, going back to Godhead or preaching? Both are the same thing. Both are the same. So in March of 1974, on a morning walk, Srila Prabhupada was asked, which is higher, a preacher or a worker? And Prabhupada's reply was that if you are helping me, if you're helping a preacher, then that is also preaching. He said that everything is preaching, this construction is preaching, this designing is preaching. Otherwise, why should we spend so much money? So he said there are 9 processes of devotional service: hearing, chanting, remembering. But they are all the same because they are all for Krishna. So one should accept one of these types of devotional service as it is fit for him and execute that. And this way, he's perfectly situated. So in the Nectar Devotion, it is also explained about preaching or Krishna consciousness that is stated that one cannot take to devotional service unless one had performed it previously. So one may say that, well, then why go out and preach? Because people will just, you know, they can't accept it unless they accepted it previously. So let them just go on and become Krishna conscious in their next life. But it's also stated that even if this is not the case and one performed it previously in a previous life, that by the association of a pure devotee, one can become enthusiastic to accept devotional service. So in this way, preaching is required. So this preaching is so nice. Prabhupada mentions this in 19 May of 1973, the preaching is so nice that simply by appreciation of Krishna consciousness, one may appreciate the books or appreciate the pictures in the books or appreciate the chanting, if just by appreciation, if he thinks this is very nice, then in his next life, he's guaranteed to take a human birth in a good family and get another chance. So this is such a nice thing that even though we may go out and spread Krishna consciousness and it may not seem so successful, but simply if those people, may not purchase anything, but simply if they appreciate Krishna consciousness in any way, then they're guaranteed a human form. They will not be put in a situation of the greatest fear, which is falling down into the animal species in their next life. So we have to preach, we have to understand the philosophy, otherwise we will have no strength in Krishna consciousness. Reading has to be there, the philosophy has to be there. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, if there's no philosophy, if there's no preaching, then within a few years there'll be no Hare Krishna. There'll be no life. So both things have to be there. We have to worship the deity. By worshiping the deity, we stay purified. Otherwise, if we don't worship the deity, we'll fall down. And if we don't preach Krishna consciousness, then we won't be enthused to worship the deity. So both things must go on in parallel lines in order to advance in Krishna consciousness. So preaching means that we have to simply repeat like a parrot what the previous acharyas and the spiritual master have said. Repeat like a parrot. Don't manufacture. Don't concoct. And this way, everything will be successful. So preaching is not such an easy thing, Prabhupada mentions. Not simply eating, sleeping, and chanting Hari Bol. No, we have to fight. Preaching means we have to fight. It means fighting. Fighting means there is some danger, there is some responsibility. There's some inconvenience, it's troublesome, in so many ways. But to please Krishna, we take up this process, and by that we become Krishna conscious. So there's so much kinds of preaching. Of course, Prabhupada mentions about Varnashrama Dharma. He mentions that what we're doing right now is on a small scale. But if we want to propagate Krishna consciousness on a big scale, then the Krishna conscious movement has to take up this Varnashrama. That was Lord Chaitanya's desire. He said, para upakara, for the mass benefit of people, we have to accept this Varnashrama, because what we are doing right now, we're simply is attracting the best men. We're picking up the best, the brahmanas and the sannyasis. But for the mass benefit, we have to accept this Varnashrama. And Prabhupada says, we have to be done perfectly, it is possible, and by it people will become happy. So this was brought, then Hari Sari mentioned in that connection, this is mentioned in February the 14th, 1977. And then Hari Sari mentioned this was brought up a few years ago, but nothing came out of it. And Prabhupada said, yes, the time wasn't right then, but now you could do something. So we could do something, but it's not that we become these different categories, because a Vaishnava is always transcendental to this Varna ashram. As Lord Chaitanya said, I'm not a brahmachari, I'm not a grihastha, I'm not a vanaprastha, I'm a sannyasa, I'm simply a servant, a servant, a servant, a servant. So We accept these positions as Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras, just to show the examples to others so they could take it up. Because example is better than precept. Without an example, one's precept has no value. So we have to show by our example. And so by following this process, we will become purified, and by maintaining the rules and regulations, we will have the potency, the strength to preach Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, our preaching will have no effect. And one letter to Rudra on the 20th of February 1972, Prabhupada mentions that these rules such as chanting 60 rounds a day, going to the classes, rising early for Mangal Arati, reading the books, these should be done to the highest standard and never be neglected for any reason. Then our success is guaranteed. But if we neglect them, even for a moment, allowing them to become slack, then whatever else we may try to do will be a failure. So this will give us our spiritual strength, following this process of Krishna consciousness, and then we'll become perfect and please Krishna and go back to home, back to Godhead. So I could stop there. Does anybody have any questions on any of these points? Okay, yes.
Charanrotam.
Charanrotam.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very much for such a wonderful class. So you mentioned that we don't need to go out, work, you know, going to our office or going to a factory. At the same time, you are preaching Varnashram Dharma, mm-hmm. which is large scale of how engage everybody in gradually to advance in Krishna consciousness. So how are we gonna induce large population of people into Krishna consciousness if we ask them to stop working, stop going to the office, stop going to factories? So maybe can you explain better?
Anyway, like Prabhupada says, we have to show it by example, because we're saying this will work, this Varnashrama will work, high living, simple living, high thinking will work, but we have to show by example. We can show how it actually could work, and then by seeing our example, they could take it up. But if we simply say, yeah, this is an ideal lifestyle, you should do it, and then we're not showing our own example, showing it by our own example, then they will not be able to understand that, and they'll just go on with their activities. So we have to preach Krishna consciousness, but along with that, we have to also show by example. And then by that, by the association, then they'll take it up like that. The show is actually, they think they're actually becoming happy by engaging in sense gratification, but the result is they're simply becoming more unhappy. They think the goal of life is, they think their problem is eating, sleeping, mating, defending, but their actual problem is birth, death, disease, and old age. So that has to be taught. But what are they being taught? They're simply being taught they're these bodies. They're simply being sent to the slaughterhouses of modern education, where there's no teaching of God. And they're simply teaching them all sorts of nonsense, rubbish things, you know. And it's increasing more and more, you know. In modern society, they're teaching the children even more and more sinful activities as the age progresses. So they have to be taught, and we have to show them by example like that. Okay, any more questions? Yes, back there.
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for a very nice class. You mentioned earlier in class about
better than worshiping Vishnu is worshiping the devotee of Vishnu.
Uh-huh.
But it also mentions in the Nectar of Devotion that, you know, we shouldn't it's offensive to pay obeisances to anybody, you know, and before the deity. Could you explain that? Like, meaning also devotees or sannyasis.
Shouldn't offer obeisances. Well, I know Srila Prabhupada personally, we would worship him in front of the deities, and so we washed his feet, riding his fiasan, we washed his feet in front of the deities, so we didn't observe that. So, you know, one has to see, you know, how the acharyas, sometimes the acharyas may adjust things according to time, place, and circumstance, so one has to also see how those things may be adjusted by the acharya like that. So that's all I could say about that. Okay.
So
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, back there.
Hari Bhopur, thank you for a very nice class, very full of shastric reference. Going back to Acharya Narottam's question, it's not that immediately people have to drop, because there's also that statement, sthane stita, stay in your position and simply hear about the glories of Krishna. And Prabhupada also said once that if someone is working in a factory, because today's point in the purport was thinking of Krishna, absorption in Krishna. So Prabhupada said, if you're working in a factory but you're thinking of Krishna, then you're not in a factory, you're in Vaikuntha. So the point is teaching people absorption in Krishna. It's not that immediately people have, stay as a bus driver, you can't be a butcher, but whatever profession you have that's not obnoxious, you can stay there and gradually start hearing about Krishna from the authorized sources, and your life will improve in that way. Again, we're not advocating that people quit their jobs and this and that. Yes, eventually it would be nice to have full-scale varnashram where you decide Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. But immediately that's not possible. What is possible is spreading this knowledge of Krishna. Like you said, you're not this body, and goal of life is to worship Krishna. And everything will be immediately adjusted if that happens.
Yeah, so that's true. So we have to, you know, we're not asking everybody immediately, but, you know, some people gradually, but some people may be able to immediately do it. But certainly we should show immediately start. Like Prabhupada said, the time is right now. Now we could do it. And that was, 40 years ago he said that? So at least ourselves as a society, we should, you know, like he mentions in the Bhagavatam, about how we're having having farms in America and protecting the cows like that. So these, at least by ourselves, we should do that. And it doesn't matter if people take it up or not. It's we have to serve Krishna and leave success or failure is in Krishna's hands. We simply have to carry out the instruction of the spiritual master. And he said we have to show by example. We should have these communities and show by example how we could live simply, how everything could be provided for us simply by taking care of the cows and growing our own food and always thinking about Krishna. So we simply do that and show by the example, come or not, is not our concern. We just have to work hard like anything and leave the result up to Krishna, and then everything will be successful. Okay, so we'll stop there. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga.